So I'm here with Dan, and Dan lives in Bali, Indonesia, where he runs his business operations, and we're going to talk about good cities to do business. So Dan, what are your favorite cities or cities that you think would be a good place to start up an international business?
Well, it really depends what kind of business you're doing, I suppose. If you are an English speaker and you like to hire other English speakers, the Philippines is a famous place for going to hire English speakers. A good city to do that would be like Cebu City in the south of the Philippines, or Davao in the south of the Philippines. You could also look at Manila, but it's not such a nice city, and the workers are a little bit more expensive there. If you're looking for lifestyle, like a great lifestyle, and maybe you're not hiring so much or doing financial things, but it's just on your laptop, say, Bangkok is a great place. Some of the best food in the entire world. You've got great nightlife, and you can travel anywhere from Bangkok. Bali, obviously, is a great place if you're not such a city person and you'd like a more relaxed environment, but it's still very developed. I mean, you can eat 100 different nationality foods. You walk down the street and you can get food from all around the world. Whereas if you'd want something a little bit more of an adventure and secluded, sort of off the beaten track, you could select Nha Trang in south central Vietnam.
Now, you have connections in China. Could you recommend any places in China?
Well, unfortunately for me in China is that a lot of my travel there has been super business focused, and I'm always going to the place where there's the factory or the bank or the connection. And so I haven't really gotten a great chance to explore places that you might go for a lifestyle. But off the top of my head, there's two places that stick out. One is Shanghai. And really, to me, I've been to a lot of big cities, but Shanghai is a whole nother level of big. It's like the movie Blade Runner mixed with the movie The Matrix. I mean, it is so futuristic, and it really blew me away to be in this city. And it also has hints of Europe. I mean, Shanghai is famous for being famous in the 1920s and 30s with expatriates coming there, and it's very international. And it really does have sort of a charm that a lot of places in China lack, because cities in China are so new. You know, a 10 million person city will just sort of pop up overnight. Another place that sticks out for me is Xiamen. And that's close to Taipei. And it's one of the nicer big cities in China. There's a lot of more nature-oriented green parks, stuff like that. So those would be the two places. But especially Shanghai. I feel like I could live there for a few years.